Sarah Taylor knew something was very wrong, but she never dreamed she had Parkinson's disease.
It was a shock, but it was a relief that I found out what was wrong with me, though.
5 years ago, when Taylor came to MedStar Washington Hospital Center for treatment, she could hardly move.
When I first came here, it was awful. I was terrible. I couldn't stand up. I would get out of the chair without struggling, you know.
Now she has only mild symptoms. She credits her improvement to following Dr. Mark Lynn's advice, from daily exercise to taking medications on a precise schedule. Parkinson's disease develops when cells that make dopamine, a brain chemical that controls muscle movement, mysteriously die off. Scientists believe genetics could play a role in a small number of Parkinson's cases. A new UN study says man-made chemicals in everyday products are to blame. Other researchers say exposure to toxic chemical pesticides could trigger the disease. Whatever its cause, the best way to control Parkinson's is to treat it as soon as a diagnosis is made, usually after the onset of tremors and walking difficulties. But that can be too late, according to Dr. Hubert Fernandez at the Cleveland Clinic.
By this time, though, a considerable amount of degeneration has already occurred in the brain. Ideally, we would like to have a test that is specific for Parkinson's disease. And ideally, we would like to have that test become positive even before we see the shaking.
There's currently no such test for Parkinson's, but at Northwestern University, researchers think they might have found a way to slow its progression. Physiologist Jim Surmeyer spoke to VOA by Skype.
We looked at the cells in the brain that were the most vulnerable to the disease, and what we saw was that they allowed lots and lots of calcium into their cell bodies.
The calcium eventually killed dopamine-producing cells and triggered Parkinson's symptoms. But the Northwestern University scientists found a drug that limits the brain's cells' uptake of calcium without harmful side effects. In a Skype interview, co-researcher Tanya Simuni told VOA another clinical trial is being planned.
And the primary question to be answered in that study is whether the drug is effective to slow progression of Parkinson's disease disability.
Current drugs used to control the tremors and walking difficulties work well for about 5 to 10 years. If scientists could find a treatment that could double or triple that time, it would enable Sarah Taylor and the 10 million other people living with Parkinson's disease around the world to lead much more normal lives. Carol Pearson, VOA News.